This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in. It is an NFL trade deadline election Toxic Tuesday on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a terrific day, and I hope you can join us for as much of our 5-hour voyage as possible. General, at your service, salute to you. Hope you're having a great election day out there. Looking forward to the coverage. Brian Broaddus is our official election insider on the show.
I'm trying.
He'll have updates as we proceed. Of course, you have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, fixed for five flawless hours of radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Will Chuck and Chia follow. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Of course, the viewers yesterday getting an extra special treat where Chiafalo and Broaddus had a heated debate around drafting a running back in the top 10 there, starting at about 5:05 yesterday. It went into the break. At times, I was really excited about how entertaining that was. And Brian Broaddus leaning over the console at one point, multiple F-bombs, telling him when we talk draft, you can go sit in that room over there.
That was hilarious.
That part,
just leave the room. You can go over there.
Send me to the corner.
That's the 60-year-old dad coming out. I'm just looking at you
hey, if go you to
don't,
your room.
If you Screw don't like you. What's going on in this house, you can go back over there.
Yeah,
you can't even have a conversation and an open mind, then get the hell out.
The temperature really raised late in the segment when Chief said, if you guys think we should be drafting a running back in the top 10, we need a new draft show.
That was
like, oh boy.
That was definitely the line that apparently was the
crossing of the line.
That was the crossing of the line. Yes,
I was somewhat.
And I've apologized for that.
I was somewhat calm. I appreciate your apology, by the way.
Sincerely,
mine as well. when you said that, I'm like that. F this. No,
yeah,
I'm
not. I should have known that was a grenade.
This is the one thing in my life I really love in media, and you're not going to take that away from me. You know,
I think the fights might be the one thing I love in media more than anything. It's so great when you're. I mean, sometimes when you're in it, it's great. But observing is always amazing.
Yeah, observing.
So thank you for that, guys. It was some very golden broadcasting.
Like you said, you could have jumped in like Rob Phillips did.
No. See, I was thinking of ways that I could possibly fan the flames, but I didn't need to.
No.
You know, I could just stay out of it. No. And
I love that it all goes back to you teeing up the sarcastic. So you're good with Genty then? That was the comment.
Was it?
That was the spark. Everything off off the interstate.
The draft show comment, no doubt, was the kerosene.
That hurt me a lot. That would hurt me. And I wasn't very nice either, but I was encouraged by the midday guys. They were talking about running backs and their love for him. And I'm like,
bring back the running backs.
Man, at least I'm not standing out here on this island by myself.
Well, you likely won't be using a fourth round pick on a running back.
No, you won't.
That can screw you for the second year in a row.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
My tradition.
Gosh. Yeah.
So, I mean,
Consistency.
That's the topic that we'll get some national media reaction coming up at 2:40, Brian.
Just throwing them around like nothing, man. You know, fourth round, sure, why not?
It seems like, you know, just their inability to negotiate the Amari Cooper deal and to have this one happen as well. It's like, do we just decide that we want to make a trade and call and see what people are offering and take it because we're too impatient to do the job properly? Like, how do you explain it, Brian? What's the mechanics of that like?
I did live it one time with the Joey Galloway trade. I didn't feel like we were going to give two ones. I didn't feel like that was really necessary. And, you know, we all talked about it. And, you know, that ended up being picks 18, pick overall number 18. And then the next year became pick 7, you know, and now you're a bad football team. And not that we were any good drafting or anything like that, but man, it hurts you. I'd been in some organizations that you know, took a lot of pride in the way that they built their boards and stuff. And, you know, Dallas has gotten better at building the boards, but man, it's just tough for me when I know that Zach and I, and you guys will, you know, watching the draft other places and stuff, but that day three, man, that's an exciting day for grabbing players. And if, you know, Dallas continues to, you know, just to lose football games, that's going to be an early day three pick.
Right.
You know, and my experience of that is there's guys on that board, maybe a second round grade on that board, maybe a third round grade still on that board that, you know, like, you know, that's a hard one to get back in when you're out of that round, that first top, you know, first 12 picks or so. People ain't letting you back in.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to,
or they're going to have to overpay.
They're sleeping on their board. And yeah. And now I'm thinking if Dallas wants to get back in, now they've got to give more assets to get back in. Mm-hmm. I hope this player works out for him. I really do. I do. When we get it in, you know, 3:40 in Krusty's Corner, I got a scouting report on him and some questions for you guys. But, you know, to me, this just seems like I'm looking at what other teams are doing, Gavin, and like, accomplished receivers going for pick swaps and fifth round picks and sixth round, you know, and you're just kind of like, man, do we have to give a four?
I mean, well, you know, I think for a former second round pick who still has rookie contract left,
yeah,
you would pay more. Like a four would be good if he'd been producing,
right?
But he's not producing. Right. You know, in a so-so wide receiver group in Carolina, he's fourth. He was fifth before the Deontay Johnson trade. So I just think this is a real long shot. You know, I guess I'll give a little bit of deference to the scouts that no doubt said this guy is going to make plays for us.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the Carolina defense is broken. He's a big athletic guy. It looks like he has good enough hands. You know, his jukes after he gets the ball, he looks kind of like the man out there. He's just not producing.
Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with the quarterback play there. And I'm sorry, TCU fans, cover your ears. Andy Dalton, I mean, they have a hard time getting this guy the ball. It looked like they have a hard time getting anybody the ball, you know, at Carolina.
True.
So, yeah, my hope is that it works out that you know, when we look back on it, it was a fourth-round pick that was well spent. That, okay, hey, there's nobody. But what have we found, though, Zach, when we work on the draft and we start to look at those receivers?
Oh, yeah, it's rich. I mean, we're in the golden age of receiver right now.
Yeah, the fourth round is always kind of like, if you're interested in a receiver, I got a fourth round receiver. But they're probably saying, well, hey, we had a second round grade on this guy. It's basically the same thing they did with Trey Lance. They had a second round grade on Trey Lance, and they said, oh, well, hey, we had a second round grade. Let's make this deal, you know? So I hope it works out for him, though. To me, I just hate to give up. And I'm sure they're listening right now, and you know, and they'll say, oh, we'll use multiple fives and get back in. I'm like, okay, fine. Make a trade, go back, do what you have to do. But, man, that fourth-round pick could start your day three and give you a lot of momentum. And now it looks like Carolina is going to have two in the top 10, you know, to start that day. And that kind of kills me when I know I got some players probably still going to be on that board.
So you start 14 games as a rookie. You make 43 catches for 418 yards, no touchdowns. It appears like
maybe you make a touchdown yet.
maybe you make a jump in your second year, but you come out your second year and the offense is worse, you're performing worse. And, you know, the Cowboys believe, I just think for Cowboys fans right now, you got to hope that this guy hits the ground running, and we're wrong, because it looks like a really bad trade for no reason. You know, we know where this team is.
He's a good looking player, though. You're right about how he looks at 6'2", 220. You know, he
cocky built.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, physically, he reminded me a lot of A.J. Brown. Now, they went to the same school.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that was like, hey, Jerry, you want A.J. Brown here?
This is A.J. Brown.
Get yourself some mingo, baby. Yeah. And he's a good yak guy. He could block as well. That's something that these receivers have had.
He plays special teams. He's lined
to
up
play inside, outside.
That's him.
Yeah. And yeah, he's under control for two more years, and he's cheap.
Yeah.
So those are the positives. What's just a gut punch is when, and Jane's going to join us at 5:20, you know, she talks around, and every executive that'll talk about it, it's like, yeah, they overpaid here. And then the Panthers are having a party.
Yeah.
What they got for this guy. Like, if you look at the Panther blogs right now, they're like, Dan Morgan, you've outdone yourself here.
Yeah.
Always a good day when you steal Jerry Jones's lunch money. Jerry Jones is an idiot, and I'm all for it, says NC Panther 59. A seventh round pick is practically worthless. So to get a fourth rounder for a guy that has as many NFL touchdowns as I do is a steal, says Keep Pounding 88. The Panthers are having a freaking celebration.
This is the biggest win of their season.
And when you look at the trades they've made.
Perhaps in the last few years, this is their greatest day to be a Panthers fan. The best moment you've experienced, other than the false hope of Bryce Young at number one overall.
It's an organization that's just gotten fleeced every single time they make a trade. They get offered like multiple first rounders for Brian Burns. They trade it down. They turn it down. Then they end up trading him after basically having him for a 1-year rental for nothing. You know, I mean, the trades they've made with Brian Burns and Bryce to get Bryce Young and Christian McCaffrey, they're bad. They're one of the worst run front offices in football, and they just dunked on you here, according to everyone with knowledge of what the value was for said player. So I'm hopeful Mingo's good, but it just doesn't look good right now.
It seems like a Jerry trade, you know. All
like Trey Lance was.
I mean, we can hope that in the background the scouts were pounding on the table and Jerry was like, no, we're not going to trade. We're in rebuilding mode. They're like, dude, this is a golden opportunity. You know, this guy is going to do this, that, and the other thing. That's what I want to hear from insiders, is that this wasn't just a member of the Joneses wanting to do a deal, you know, off on their own because he was the second round pick a couple of years ago. That's really what it appears to be.
Well, your hope is now that he comes in and he's better than Tolbert.
Yeah.
You know, and well, we don't know when Cooks is going to be back. I mean, we're hearing some progress there, but it's, you know, there's no guarantee when, you know, that knee will be right. So yeah, you gotta hope that he's better than Tolbert and Brooks and everybody.
It sounds like he's the exact same as Tolbert to some extent. I mean,
I think he's
obviously
a bigger guy.
He's bigger. Yeah. But I love the first line in the Dane Brugler draft report about him. It was, uses his frame to keep defenders from the catch point on slants or when working back to the football. Yeah. So slants and comebacks. Yeah. That's the cow. They love that more than anything in the world.
209 says, I just voted and I wrote in Brian Broaddus, make America scout again.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Hey, congrats on voting. That's a good job on your part too.
Brian needed to pick me up after Chief did to him yesterday.
Yeah, I got pummeled in the polls.
I got pummeled in the polls.
It was good.
I took a beating in the polls. I went home, I had my meal, kind of sat there, thought, man, I need to watch some tape, you know, kind of get better at my craft.
I went home and explained to my wife that I had a very harsh interaction with Broaddus over running backs in the first round, and she was like, what in the hell? How stupid are you?
I was like, caveman.
This is going to sound stupid. You know, she's doing the thing where she's like, I want you to, you know, tell me crap about work, because I come home and I just am not talking about it. So I'm like, okay, you want to know something? Something popped off today. It's like,
you
why?
You want to know something? Fine.
It was about Ashton Jeanty and the 11th overall pick, honey. I mean, what else would it be about?
I went home and watched the top 10 running backs of all time just to kind of
cleanse the palate.
I went back and watched Jim Brown and just hand the ball to John Riggins.
The good old days.
I just watched the good old days. Yeah,
I cannot wait till you guys get in the film room and give us an idea how close he is to like the Bijan Robinson or
Saquon
Barkley.
Oh no, I'm going to call him something special.
He's the Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Don't do that.
I've already played the Barry Sanders card. I got to use something.
Well, I'll tell you from what I've seen, I'm seeing Alvin Kamara like balance with this dude. Like he's bouncing around, staying on his feet, and like the way he dominates Georgia Southern, you'd think he was Jim Brown.
Here comes, is this the new Tulsa?
I don't know.
This is it the new. Be. This
I'm
is
just
the new
kidding.
Tulsa.
You got to flip on the Oregon tape.
Genty's a beast. Genty is really any good. Program.
I don't even know how high he's going to go in this draft. Maybe 16.
Unless you guys have anything to do with it, then it'll be 11.
Watch us just stand up on the table, just constantly. Come on, yeah. Come on.
Hey, oh, Ash and Genty, what are you doing? What is it? What's the draft day line? Vontez perfect or nothing?
Oh,
or whatever?
Yeah. Ash and Genty or nothing.
Yes.
I'm going to be wearing his jersey on draft night.
All right. There was at least one big trade in the division. The Commanders solidifying their secondary, trading for Saints corner Marshawn Lattimore.
How about that?
2025 picks in the third, fourth, and also gave the Saints back a 2025 sixth round pick they acquired in a previous trade this summer in the John Ridgeway, the third trade, the Vanilla Gorilla, of course. In addition to Lattimore, Washington received a 2025 fifth round pick, the sources said as well. So Washington going for it, good for them, as they're in a battle for the division here with Philly.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out ways to cover right now.
Yeah,
that's a big problem for them.
The Mavs trying to figure out a way to cover. Defense could not put the clamps on the high-octane Pacers attack from your boy Rick Carlisle last night, Brian.
Yeah, I sent Rick a text message. Usually it's like, hey, thanks. Told guys I said hello. Yeah. Usually didn't get one back last night.
Wow.
You know, I was like, he might have been pushed on to a new place, but yeah,
I don't think he's much of a running back guy either, to be honest.
I'll tell you what, man.
Might have heard that discussion.
Did you ever feel like that the Pacers were going to miss a shot?
No.
No.
I mean, it just every time it's like, oh,
it's
wow.
It's a tough matchup for the Mavericks.
It is
going back to last year.
Really tough matchup.
Especially without Lively MRI today.
Yeah, gosh, MRI on the shoulder right there. Yeah, that's you know, and they're trying
he's
to
be okay.
They're trying to figure out things, too, about this whole thing. And I know that our show talked about it. Our basketball guys on this show talked about having those three, having Kyrie, Luka, you know, and then Clay on the floor at the same time.
Yeah, we were concerned about that. I think it's going to be fine. They just, and it'll make the second
need Lively
unit better
there to help.
Ultimately, yeah. Yes. Without Lively, it stunk. Yeah. But they had five guys combined for 111 points. I mean, just the
on
Mavs
fire.
Were explosive as well.
Down the stretch, though, man, they started missing some shots, and that is unfortunate.
Yeah, you can't go 3 minute stretches with one bucket.
Luka had an opportunity, drove, and the next thing you know, it's a miss, and now it's coming back the other way, and it's a, you know, and it just seemed like the Pacers. I mean, the Pacers never ever tried to protect the lead any time. They just kind of.
High octane.
They just kept going, and I'm like going, gosh.
Well, talk about a Lively effect. I mean, 76 points in the paint to your 58.
Gosh.
Just that alone right there, his presence would have made a huge difference.
And so Miles
Miles Turner, great game, 30 points.
Again.
The Mavs kind of looking at maybe a disappointing opening start to the season if they can't get
Mike
it together
said that.
Here.
Bassick said it. He goes, this is probably not a championship defending team right now. I mean, conference championship defending.
A lot of
team.
Work for him to do. I think you pare down the rotation in the postseason and put a better foot forward on defense than they have. They're going to no doubt experiment with a lot of stuff. But yeah, they got to get that figured out with Clay, Luka, Kyrie pretty soon. They get the Bulls in town tomorrow. Well, Chuck, where are we going next?
Yeah, let's look at the current NFL power rankings. Where are the Cowboys? And has your top five changed this week? That's next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation, and the G-Bag of the Day is coming up in just over 7 minutes now. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels and get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Any election day updates, Brian?
Yes, the polls at Kentucky and Indiana will be closing at 4 o'clock today, so those will be the first ones that we probably will get. The state of Michigan, their electoral folks are saying that they think the results will be counted tomorrow.
Okay.
By tomorrow.
But and that's a Georgia, big swing state,
that's
right?
It's a battleground state. Georgia thinks that they'll have theirs in tonight, so keep an eye on that one. That's one that's always kind of an interesting one. Them, Nevada, Arizona, these are all battleground states. Those votes are going to be key for both candidates.
Maybe we'll have a pretty good idea by the time we go to bed tonight, but probably not finality. Speaking of voting, here's Wolchuk with some NFL power rankings.
All right, the power rankings are fresh. They're hot off the press, and your Dallas Cowboys are,
26th.
Definitely not in the top 10, yes.
Oh.
Not in the top 15 either.
Wow.
They've fallen
23.
Pretty far. 23?
I said 23.
You're going 25.
You're going with the Jordan?
Yeah.
You're going Reggie Bush?
I'm going Reggie Bush. Yes, I am.
Was Reggie Bush 5?
Well, 25, I guess.
When he was really good, he was number 5, right?
In New Orleans, he was 25.
He was 5, yeah. He was 5 at USC.
Yeah. Fight on.
25 is a Super Bowl champ there with the Saints. They're at 22. They're at the Emmett. The Deuce Deuce.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, at 3-5. Last week they were 20. They've fallen down 2 spots. Most important game remaining. They're going, how about this week, against the Eagles? And I don't know if that was Mike McCarthy because he just said, we just need to win a game. Can we just win a game?
I thought it would be the Jonathan Mingo revenge game versus the Panthers in a few weeks.
That might be.
That's a big one because, seriously, that's when the Pets start. That's when jobs start being lost. You see what happens in New Orleans. You lose to the Panthers. That's honestly the big game.
Boom, Dennis Allen, get out.
And players just kind of aimlessly walk out the
Cam Jordan,
stadium.
I'm embarrassed.
That's when you start apologizing to the fan base in the city when you lose to the Panthers and your coaches get fired.
Yeah.
That's the biggest game on the skid.
That's brutal.
On the skid.
All right, top fives right now.
Were you collecting your thoughts there?
No, I wasn't sure if you guys were done talking.
Oh.
Top fives in the National Football League. You guys are going with the number one team. Are you still sticking with the Detroit Lions?
I would. It's Kansas City, but I would, my team would be Detroit.
Yeah, I'm going Kansas City at 8-0 at number one. I mean, that team just keeps finding ways to win, and I think that the Mahomes stuff is kind of crazy right now. When it's like, I get it, like statistically, he's probably not having the best starts to a season in his career. But what he does is, anytime the game's hanging in the balance, or he's got to step up and make a play, it seems like he's able to do it. And it's the plays within the game that kind of go unnoticed, and the stats aren't going to pick it up, but he's scrambling for his life. Next thing you know, he's changing from his right to his left hand, and what does he do? Just throws it out of bounds. Now it's a 3rd and 5 instead of taking a sack here, and it's a 3rd and 12 in this situation. So it's just playing the quarterback position. He's still doing it extremely well.
He's also quarterbacking an offense that has the best third down conversion rate we've seen since the year 2011.
Yeah, I mean, it's just,
he's a get-it-done kind of guy.
I'm going to go ahead and scramble around, and let me just flip the ball to Travis Kelce, a little shovel pass here. He's just still doing things that, I mean, it's unbelievable if there's ever a doubt. And you knew it as soon as they won the coin toss, Baker Mayfield knew it. It's like, damn it.
They should have gone for 2.
100%. When you're playing the Chiefs, you have to. You have to do it. You got to go for the win.
Yeah, and when at the end of the press conference, though, when you lose the game because you went for 2 and didn't get it, and then they ask you, you just say it's the damn Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
It's Andy Reid. It's right. Patrick Mahomes. It's this damn crowd. What do you, I had a chance, we had a chance to win a game on the road here. You want to blame me for that? You know, I felt like we needed to end the game right there, right now.
Yeah, I can leave it up to a 50-50 coin toss, or I can leave it up to my guys.
That's why you should never be ashamed of going for 2 if you're one of these.
Amen.
I mean, if one of these teams that, like, you're going to somebody else's place and you shouldn't win the game and you go for 2 and lose, and the reporters ask you that question, you fire it right back.
Yeah, you stand on that.
That's damn Andy Reid over there. Yeah. The Kansas City Chiefs. Yes. He went back-to-back Super Bowl.
Everybody knows you take your shot.
Yeah, that's a stupid question you just asked.
Unless you have a horrible offense, you take your shot. This top five is fascinating, though. I think, you know, Kansas City and Buffalo out of the AFC. Is Washington in there?
I did. I went Detroit, KC, Buffalo, Baltimore, and Washington were my top five.
I think that's fair, man. I think that is fair to start considering now, like, Washington, San Francisco, who you take and they play Sunday. Washington, Minnesota, who you take and they play Sunday. That's tough.
I know.
That's tough.
Right now, I got the Commanders at five, and I think the five spot is where it's really tough. That's where you could go a lot of places. Like, do you still want to just put the 49ers there because they might get Christian McCaffrey back?
Yeah, like I totally
and
get
they
that.
Might be, okay, all of a sudden now they're going to start to figure things out and they'll go on a second half resurgence.
Oh, they've
here.
Done this. They've Dude. Done this a couple of times.
Rams have done this too. Yeah. Rams has got a big overtime win.
So we all have like the four are guaranteed, some order of Kansas City, Detroit, Buffalo,
I've got
and
Detroit,
Baltimore.
You guys got KC, I believe, right? KC's
yes.
number one for you guys?
Yeah, all the four is the same. It'll just be a different. Like, I got Ravens at three, Bills at four, just because the Ravens kicked the Bills' ass this year. But
I don't know about the Ravens at this point. They've lost enough games where they look formidable. They look dominant, but they're going out there and they're giving back games. So I'm considering Minnesota instead of Baltimore. Okay. I'm considering Green Bay here. You know, I think it's more like a top eight or nine right now. It's hard to differentiate.
Man, that quarterback kills Green Bay at times, though, with some of his stupid mistakes.
Jordan Love.
Gosh, he looks just, I mean, like, what are you doing right before half throwing, you know?
Throwing Will Levis. That was a silly play to the D-lineman.
It's in the rain, and just protect the ball, get to half, and all of a sudden you throw a pick six.
Matt LaFleur is like, I'm honestly annoyed by the questions about the interceptions.
Yeah.
That was a direct quote.
He's competing. Yeah. He's competing. He's working his ass off. Eagles, by the way, are nine. They're the highest, the second highest team behind the Commanders, who are at five on ESPN.
And I know, I couldn't bring myself to pick the Eagles over the Commanders.
When?
For this top
week?
Five.
Oh. Yeah. But I mean, I think I would take the Commanders over the Eagles today.
When you look at the best all-encompassing stat to identify the DVOA metric, Washington is seventh, Filthy is ninth.
Yeah. Wow. So that's really
how the
close.
DVOA
they're tight.
Stands.
They're
yeah.
tight right there. But like some of the teams that are in the top 10, like I don't know that I'm believing in Minnesota at six right now.
And Minnesota's fourth in the DVOA rankings. But yeah, that offense is it's tough to trust.
They did look a little bit better with Russell Wilson did Pittsburgh. But I mean, I don't know. It was against the Giants. Like, am I going to go ahead and buy that? I don't.
And so Philly's gotten right, you know. Okay, so first of all, they beat New Orleans 15-12 and then lost to Tampa. And then they reel off four in a row against the Browns, Giants, Bengals. And Jags.
Bad football teams.
Yes.
And no way do I believe in what the Philadelphia Eagles are doing. And they're not a top five team.
Yeah, I think the Commanders have the better quarterback.
I think the Cowboys could win.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think Philadelphia is better than I thought they were going to be, but not by much, Brian. Not by much. I'll have you know. It's time for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Oh, yeah. What up, dog? What up, dog? D-Town, what up, dog? Grand Prairie, damn. Hold on, I want to hear that again. There we go. Playing with me. Grand Prairie, Cedar Hill, Arlington. What else is over there? Duncanville, DeSoto. What else am I thinking about over there? It starts with an M.
Mansfield?
Midlothian?
Midlothian! Midlothian! Yeah!
Great tour stop, Flagtober every year.
Yeah, Midlothian. There we go. I knew there was one more in the mix. All right, let's see here. We have a vacated title because the KMC Masterpiece, they have went five times with their question for Stephen Jones about Trayvon Diggs and D's Nuts. D's Nuts. First time I ever heard that was on the West Coast albums when we were coming through.
Yeah.
D's Nuts.
Sounds like the Snoop Dogg album there.
Yeah, yeah.
The DJ in between tracks.
Yeah. DJ Ease. You know?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Good Day LA. I got a whole lot of stuff that I need to just shoot off. That's cool with you fellas.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right, Good Day LA. Dodgers fan stumbles over a joke after the Dodgers win.
Dodgers!
Guess who got invited to drop the ball on New Year's? And New Year's.
Who got invited?
Aaron Judge!
He got, someone's got jokes here.
Drop the ball. I like that. It's good.
Yeah.
I like how he stumbled over it.
He did.
Dodgers!
Guess who got invited to drop the ball on New Year's? Year's and New Year's. New Year's.
BAC is only God knows.
That's what
Live it up, dude.
That's what gave it the sauce. New Year's.
New Year's.
Still not as drunk as Broadus at the Rangers parade last year.
No. Hey!
Yeah, there were a lot of hays.
Come over here.
You're right.
Hey. We need more beer. We're out of beer.
Hey!
That's why I told you that guy, he and I drank 14 Budweisers each.
That's right.
And he goes, Prodis, we're out of beer. And no! All I could do was think of give him a hug.
Thanks for everything.
I just gave him a hug. Thanks,
he
man.
Apologized to you.
Yeah, he did.
You've been drinking all my beer today, and I apologize that I ran out for
you,
my
what,
man.
He was good folk out there.
That's
a lot
love.
Of fun.
That's
a lot
love.
Of fun. A lot of
Let's
fun.
Go to the NBA where Anthony Edwards, maybe Michael Jordan's illegitimate son, possibly, maybe.
Confirmed, almost maybe, perhaps.
Yeah, I don't know.
Likely.
He was asked about shooting too many threes. Are you taking too many threes out there, bro?
Man, yeah, what would you say to somebody who said you're shooting too many threes?
He sure do be cussing. He be cussing.
He does. Hey, 45% from downtown for Anthony Edwards is pretty dang awesome.
Yeah.
After the first couple of weeks, it's like, okay, he's going to cool down, right? If this is really what he's going to do, then...
Has he stopped driving for the... He's driving
new, yeah, I think postseason, he'll go, like, unleash your quarterback and let him run kind of deal, and then he'll start dunking on folks again, trying to save himself. He doesn't want to do the oxygen mask in the tunnel, fourth like quarter that. Style.
The long
anymore.
Game.
Yeah, the long
Smart.
Game.
Shout out to Lancaster. I see you, Lancaster. There I you see go. You, bro. Mansfield, yeah. Southside. All right, here we go. What else we got right here? This fella right here, he went viral this summer. For his name, not necessarily his skill. And then you watch the highlights and you find out this man has real deal skills. Okay. With the peel.
Grady Dick?
He plays for Penn State football.
Okay.
Somebody Google the Penn State mascot for me, please.
Nittany Lion?
The Nittany Lion, yeah.
Oh, Penn State, damn.
Oh, right. Pitt State. The gorillas, aren't they?
Yeah, you said that way too fast. Yeah, man. The universe, Shelby Universe, and... yeah, I got some calls for you from this fella.
Fourth and two. Big conversion. Nigaman takes off to his left. Nobody in front of him. Touchdown, Gorillas. Luke Nigaman rushes it in. His third carry of the game. Huge play.
Oh, no.
Huge play for him. He got the ball.
No.
Found the open space. Fort Hayes defense didn't see it happening. And, boy, he just took off. He was gone. What a great play call there.
You don't think about it. Like, yeah, we're going to switch the family name up just a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
That's a name switcher.
No tweaking, peeking.
Change this.
And then my man plays for the damn...
The Gorillas.
Come on, bro. Come on, it can't happen. You got to pick another squad.
This is unbelievable.
You got to pick another squad. Oh. Listen to this one.
Tight formation here for the Gorillas. Little wildcat formation is running right side. There's a big gainer. And this is going to be a touchdown. And we saw this wildcat formation last week, and that's Luke Nigaman who makes the touchdown run for Pittsburgh State.
You just go Luke? You just go first name only?
Well, I don't know what you do.
Touchdown Luke.
I mean, you got to respect the man.
You guys sound like a damn good player.
That's a tight end, dude.
Yes.
6'3", 227.
All right.
Probably got John Gruden feeling pretty nicey right about now.
Luke goes up and gets it.
Yeah, that was one. It was a 66-yard run. The other was a 32-yard run. My man, for touchdowns. You got it, man. You got to figure something out, bro.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I feel triggered every time I hear that. I say, what squad? Who?
We're not getting butt cracked.
Hell no. This is the multiverse. This is it. I believe in it. I believe. All right, let's see what else we got right here. Reporter asked. No, okay, this is not one, but I want to give it to you. Is that fine?
Winner.
Yep.
Okay, reporter, because this is kind of old a little bit, maybe like September. Reporter asked boxer Caleb Plant, to describe Trevor McCombie.
Okay.
He already beat him a Combi. I mean, he beat him bad, too. Oh, my God, he beat him up. Melissa had described him.
There's been some animosity between you and Trevor. If you had to describe Trevor as a fighter in three words, what would you say?
Not experienced enough.
What about the other two words?
Not experienced enough.
Okay, then.
Not experienced enough.
Can't count to two or five.
Jeez.
She knew it. She let it go.
Experienced. That's three words, right?
No.
Jeez.
keep going.
Oh, yeah. One time for Irvin, dog. Yeah, man. I live out there at Las Palinas now. Love Irvin. Somebody put me onto that was it Sarah's Deli yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to pull up on Sarah's Deli and see what she's talking about.
Day after Thanksgiving, I'm going to go hard. Is it the fan with the Aaron Judge joke? Is it Anthony Edwards, possibly Jordan's son? Too many threes. He says F him. Pitt State's number 86, the tight end Luke. And animosity.
Man, you don't want to say his name either. No. I have the spelling right here if you want to go ahead and do it. There's double G's in it. I'll be damned. Yeah.
I was a little nervous when I went to Google him. Luckily,
you could put
auto-filled.
A G with like a little hyphen thing in front of it or something.
Yes.
Unbelievable. At least there's no R in there, I guess.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. Drop Not that yet. Ball. See what happens.
What? Tough fan base.
Oh, I'm going to go with the Aaron Judge joke there by the Dodger fan.
Give me Anthony Edwards.
Oh. Shoot, man. Caleb Plant.
Yeah, I'm going to go Caleb Plant as well.
Brian?
I'm gonna go with Ant.
I want to go with my heart.
We're tied at two between Caleb Plant and Ant. Jump on to at GBag Nation. You're going to vote there on X. We'll create a little Insta poll, and you can follow us all when you get there. All of our handles are in the bio over there at GBag Nation. Who is your GBag of the day? Vote it up. We'll announce the winner on the other side. And then, gentlemen, what are we going to do after that? We're going to get national reaction to the Cowboys trade. NFL News Today is coming up at 3 o'clock, and we're back with that and more here to the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Sorry, Lucius. Yeah, my bad. We're good, though. Okay, so let me get you the results on that poll. It is not experienced enough. Caleb wins by a score of 61% to 39%. Thanks to everybody who voted and is following us right now at GBag Nation on X. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning.
Hey, did you know that Pitt State?
I'd never heard of it.
Chris Arnold hit me up, bro, and said it was in... Hold on, let me get you... Yeah, Pittsburgh State is in Kansas.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God! Yeah. What?
The Blackhawks.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's Pittsburgh State.
What?
Yeah. And what conference are they in? Pretty good program? Or
oh, no, they, no, no, no. When I was in scouting in the early 2000s and stuff, no, they've done a really nice job. I think, remember Dennis Franchione? He went on, like, coached at A&M, Alabama. Yeah. He started at Pittsburgh State. So they've had some quality coaches that have gone through there.
Of course, Krusty's Corner with Broad is coming up in 1 hour at 3:40. We have national media ripping the Cowboys trade for Jonathan Mingo. This is nonsense is the lead quote in the headline here from the morning news. What would you say about it at 877-881-1053? Is this one of the worst trades the Cowboys have ever done? Obviously, Joey Galloway was a huge one.
That was not good.
That was not good.
Trey Lance is obviously turning out to probably be a pretty bad one.
RG3 says the Cowboys gave up more to get Mingo than the Chiefs did to get DeAndre Hopkins. Lord have mercy. Yeah, I guess, you know, there's a lot of comps you could do. Amari Cooper, 5. Jonathan Mingo, 4. But money gets weird. And whenever you're looking at a guy on his rookie contract that's not a first rounder, the compensation is so low that you're essentially giving compensation for upside. I still think the Cowboys overcompensated by at least 2 rounds. Wouldn't you say, Brian?
Well,
what would be fair?
Yeah, I kind of look at it maybe that, when I just see teams flipping, pick swaps and then 6th-round picks and 5th-round picks. You know, that to me is kind of where I felt like this market was going to go. And then, but that's for even for proven players. You know, this is an unproven player.
I mean, he's caught 12 balls this year, Broadus. Give him some gosh dang credit.
Yeah. I just kind of feel like, though, that, you know, they gave a 4th for Trey Lance. They had a 2nd-round grade. I'm going to say that probably the same thing with this kid. They probably had a 2nd-round grade on Mingo. And, you know, they felt like, hey, you know, we're going to give up a 4 to get a player that we had on our board as a 2nd-round pick. And, Wow. That's a little bit of the justification, I believe. That
it's only been a season and a half, but I think that's a lot of data. He started 14 games last year and wasn't dominating. Like, your draft tag shouldn't stick with you for much longer than your rookie year, if even half of your rookie year, before a new evaluation is appropriate, right?
Yeah, we've seen that, though. Like I say, with Trey Lance, that was a grade of a 1-2-0, which is the top of the second round. So they're thinking, we like this guy. We would have drafted him in the second round if we'd had the opportunity. That's sometimes your thought.
Whoever has that thinking up there at the Star needs to be extricated from the process. And by that, I mean removed from the process, because he apparently is in control. I can't imagine, like, you go around and get consensus from the smart football people up there that we should be doing this.
No, unless everybody's opinion is just that he was in such a bad situation in Carolina with such a bad offense and quarterback.
That's your hope.
That's, like, really the only thing that they must be looking at and seeing, like, we can get so much more out of this guy than what it is they can.
Man, and I hope we're right. That is the proper scenario here. I feel like there have been plenty of times in the past where we react to a player, whether it's Taco or Mozzie, and eventually we're right, but sometimes we're wrong, and that's desperately what we needed to be. But on a scale of 1 to 10, Wolchuk, I would say my hope for that is about a 2.
Yeah, they've lost any benefit of the doubt, right? And to me, it's rock bottom right now as a franchise and an organization. There's so many problems, and it starts at the top over there. And it just seems like every single time they make a trade, and I hope Jonathan Mingo is a good player. I'm with you. I mean, there were some things we liked about him coming out of Ole Miss. If they valued him as a top 50 player, that's great. But he's buried on the Panthers depth chart. That's an organization in a front office that has been bent over and taken advantage of via trades. And now their media and their fans are having a party because they think they did that to you. That's a terrible look.
Yeah.
When you have other GMs, the Jane Slater, who we respect, and other people are talking to, and other people in the media are coming out and saying, man, they overpaid by probably a couple of rounds for said player. I hope he's great. But this is something where it always seems like they're not getting enough in return, and then they're overpaying to try and get players. They don't play in free agency. I've talked about this. So now you've got a cheap, controllable player for the next 2 years. I'm happy they made a move and did that. It's just, what did you give up?
Yeah.
You say you value the draft picks. You're going to build through the draft. You're giving up a premium pick because your team's not any good. And you're going to probably be taking a top 10 fourth rounder right now.
Fourth's
that's a
good
top
pick.
100 pick
yes.
that you just traded for a player that you might end up cutting next year in Oxnard, although you won't, because if he stinks, you're going to be too damn stubborn to even acknowledge that, because that's just how you operate. With feelings and over something that makes sense. It's just, it's frustrating. There's nothing to really grasp to as a Cowboy fan anymore to try and spin hope and optimism, because the second contracts are bad. I don't know that they have any plan. This might have just been, guys, we got to make some type of move. A wide receiver, I don't think, was on the list of like priorities that you really needed to go and get. Is that really going to help you a ton right now? Moving forward, you could have drafted a wide receiver, would have been okay there.
Yeah.
But this is just like, we got to do something, because everybody's looking at us and the conversation is, gosh, the season's over. Dak's on IR. So this is one. And for once, I don't think that fans are eating the cheese and they're going to go ahead and have any type of excitement over this.
Okay.
This is a dud. This is a dud move right here that is very hollow.
What do you think at 877-881-1053? The 469 says, go watch the film. He's a big, solid receiver that was stuck on a bad team in Carolina. Definitely better than any other wide receiver on our squad. I think this might have been like Dak and the offensive coaches saying, can we get something else? I mean, we're really struggling to find guys who can run good routes and find a number two. I know, if Brandon Cooks isn't coming back, maybe you suddenly find yourself like, what? We're not getting good medical updates on Cooks. We need something else. And this guy might give us some upside into the future. Another anonymous GM saying, talented, a little raw, comp is too much, like way too much, Chief.
Yeah, way too much. I think that's pretty much the consensus right now. I'm looking forward to getting the broadest report in Krusty's Corner of what the film says, because the metrics reveal an awful player. I mean, Bobby had the out of 126 players with 75 targets or more over the last two seasons, Mingo ranks 126th. That's dead last in NFL success rate. Okay, that's just one of them. Pro Football Focus has him in the zero percentile since he came into the league at wide receivers. Among 72 receivers with at least 50 catches since the start of last season, He's 72nd out of 72 in receiving yards. He's 71st out of 72 in yards per route run. And he's 72nd, dead balls last, in catch rate.
Yeah, I'm starting to think some of these highlights that I watched from 2023 must have been preseason games, Brian. I got to go back and check these game logs.
Yeah, we could pull it up. I was just trying to give you an idea of the catches, the 12 he had. I mean, we saw 24 routes, and you know, there's some struggle.
Depth of target is like four yards at most.
If you look at his chart and that the spray chart of where the receptions are, where the ball's thrown to him, everything is between 0 and 9 yards. There's so much underneath stuff there, and this. And the couple that, I mean, there's very rare that you see a ball that's thrown to him down the field that has success.
Well, that fits this Cowboys offense to a T.
Yeah. I mean, but there's nothing awkward about the way he moves around.
Oh, no. And like to say, he will punish people when the 12
catches. He's a good yak guy.
Yeah, he will run over you. Now, you got to get him the ball.
And he can block, which you don't have in your receiver room right now.
Special teams as well. So that's your hope right there, that maybe that situation in Carolina was so bad at quarterback. And I mentioned that with Andy Dalton, and then also with Bryce Young, they've done no receivers any favors at that place.
Jane Slater, NFL Network, asked a GM of another team his thoughts on the Cowboys trade for Mingo. The thoughts were something: talented, raw, comps too much, way too much. Oh, there's the full quote from her.
Yeah.
Basically, a net fifth probably is more like Tolbert of the guys there. The GM goes on to say, just my opinion, not a bad player, but to include a fourth is rich. Okay, so we're definitely going to be hoping for the best. Do you think he'll play on Sunday?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, we'll see how that all plays. Maybe
Dalvin Cook's been here a while. He's still having brain farts.
Yeah, I think that, to me, that, you know, they'll get him in and try and get him as ready as quickly as possible. But I have my doubts about that.
NFL news of the day coming up next. Well, Chuck, what do we have in store?
Well, we got all the latest from the trade deadline. What were the final moves? Why the hell didn't you go for two? That's next in the Nation.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com